With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Art Start in Rhinelander is moving forward with plans to install a new boiler. It's calling on the community to help reach their fundraising goals. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Art Start began in the old federal building in downtown Rhinelander in 2011. Program and Operations Director Ashley McLaughlin says while the building itself doesn't define the organization, it is an important piece of its story.
First and foremost, Art Start is a nonprofit organization driven by our mission. Second is the building.
But a large problem is keeping them doing so to their fullest extent. The building's original boiler, installed in 1919, is failing, and maintaining it is no longer an option.
Our heat last winter would jump from 46 degrees in the building up to 86 degrees. It's just very unreliable. And of course, with the amount of community service that we do, we need to be able to have a comfortable environment for people to come in and get those services.
Replacing it costs nearly $200,000, a huge ask for the nonprofit. While Art Start staff and the board had a lot of conversations about moving locations, McLaughlin says they want to stay in the building.
We're at home here, and we love this building. It's part of our beginning. So it is important to us, and it is important as well to continue to activate the downtown area through arts and culture.
A donor has provided $100,000 towards the new boilers. Art Start also received a $50,000 Focus on Energy grant. Now it's turning to the community to help raise the remaining $47,000. It's kicking off its Keep It Hot at Art Start fundraising campaign with a brat fry and open house this Friday.
We're going to be having the Name the Boiler raffle and just to have some fun. And yeah, just having a good old Art Start party around it, having some fun and playing some music themed around hot and heat.
The open house is from 11 to 2. People can always donate online or mail a check. Plans are moving forward to have the new boilers installed by October. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Texas Republicans have launched efforts to redraw congressional maps to secure more Republican seats in the U.S. House. That move has ignited a fierce battle between blue and red states, each considering similar actions. On Monday, dozens of Texas Democrats left the state to prevent a quorum halting the vote. Governor Greg Abbott and Republicans threatened to arrest and fine those who fled. Meanwhile, California Democrats propose reshaping their district maps to counter Texas. In Wisconsin, while Republicans control the legislature in the battleground state, Democrats turned to the courts to try to force a redrawing of congressional district boundary lines before the 2026 midterms. A pair of lawsuits was filed in July. The liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court had previously declined to hear challenges directly without saying why. The Environmental Protection Agency announced it would defend the Biden administration's strict rules to reduce lead in drinking water against a utility group court challenge. Environmental groups worry the agency may still try to weaken those standards, however. Lead is a neurotoxin that can reduce IQ levels in children. The utility group challenging the rules argues its 10-year deadline to replace all lead pipes is not feasible. The EPA said it plans to provide new tools and information to aid implementation. Environmental groups want to know more about what that actually means. Experts are urging parents to make their kids' mental health a top priority this back-to-school season in Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The end of summer can be filled with anxiety for some students preparing for a new academic year. Molly Shea, with the Wisconsin chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, says stigma often makes it difficult to seek out assistance, but normalizing conversations about mental health can set kids up for success this school year.
For parents, it is important to have conversations with their children around mental health and mental illness so that we can start to normalize these discussions and reduce the stigma around asking for help.
Nearly half of Wisconsin's female high school students report feeling sad and hopeless nearly every day, while male youth have high rates of suicide. Shea says NAMI Wisconsin's online back-to-school resources include a self-paced course designed to help parents and caregivers find out where to seek help and how to ask for assistance. She underscores the importance of early intervention and advises parents to consult their pediatrician or a school counselor if they notice their child has difficulty adjusting to new schedules. She also says intervention is necessary for unusual behavior like changes in sleeping, eating, or social habits.
When children and teens go back to school, that can bring a change in routine with new classes and new classmates and new teachers, and that environment can really impact mental health.
Dr. Nicole Brady, Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare Student Resources, says if parents notice their children in serious distress or talking about self-harm, they should call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline right away.
Validate their feelings, validate their emotions. Sometimes just listening can go a long way, and it really tells your kids that it is safe to talk to you about their mental health. So if concerns escalate, they're more likely to come back.
She adds it's important to balance extracurricular activities with academic demands, and parents should always be monitoring for signs of stress. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Those exercising along roads need to be seen to be safe. The Oneida County Traffic Safety Commission wants to help by providing free reflective safety vests. They're available to Oneida County residents who walk, bike, or hike. You can pick up a vest at the Oneida County Highway Department at 730 West Kemp Street in Rhinelander. They're open Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reflective safety vests are courtesy of the Oneida County Traffic Safety Commission. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.